Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We have a huge victory for life in New York. The state attorney general lost the attempt to issue an injunction against our clients who are simply gathering peacefully around the abortion clinic in New York. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, U.S. District Judge Carol Bagley Amon denied an injunction sought by the New York Attorney General against 13 pro-life Christians who counsel women and share the gospel on public sidewalks outside New York's largest abortion business. We represent Scott Fitchett Jr., who is a school teacher, pre-K, and he spends his Saturdays peacefully sharing the gospel on public sidewalks throughout New York City, including outside of this abortion clinic that's called Choices, to simply share the gospel to persuade women to change their minds about seeking an abortion by communicating the gospel of Jesus Christ. 103-page order, Matt, and it is pure gold, ruling in our favor.
Yeah, huge victory. It shows that the entire case from the very beginning was just a hit job on the First Amendment, on freedom of speech, freedom of religious expression, and what an embarrassment for the AG there in New York. We've been saying all along how egregious, unbelievably outrageous this was. Well, this 103-page order effectively agrees with everything we've been saying all along.
Yeah, and in fact, here's some quotes from it. That the judge indicated in the order that the four abortion clinic quote-unquote escorts lack credibility and found the Office of the Attorney General video evidence far short of the burden required from them to reach their ultimate conclusion. At the outset of her substantial factual filings, the judge explained, quote, the most problematic of the credibility issues discussed below is the tendency for the OAG, the Office of the Attorney General, witness testimony to exaggerate the video evidence. The OIG has not cited a single video that corroborates the witness testimony. Instead, the video evidence contradicts the escort's accounts of protester conduct on specific occasions. Close quote.
This whole lawsuit is definitely based on a law. Plus, I mean, from the AG side, we won't even get into his character and his abuse of women personally and socially, but you've got this abortionist who's killed more than a million babies testifying. You've got a communist who wants to overthrow our government testifying. You've got a woman who created a Facebook site to try to entrap our clients. You know, all this is just not credible.
This is the stuff of novels.
It's like a movie.
Just quickly, Matt, Judge Ammons, you were reading kind of what the judge had said here about the video evidence not corroborating the hyperbole in the statement. There's a word for that. The shorter version of what she said is they're all liars. They all lied.
Here's some highlights. And of course, we can only give you a few highlights. It's 103 pages of pure gold. She says, the exaggeration and selective destruction of evidence by clinic escort director Mary Lou Greenberg, who, by the way, is a communist, a revolutionary communist, the spokesperson for the Communist Party USA, Revolutionary Communist Party USA. She said, this person, the selective destruction of evidence by clinic escort director Mary Lou Greenberg, along with her evasiveness and non-credible statements at the hearing, and the fact that Greenberg's testimony at the preliminary injunction hearing frequently failed to accord with photographic video or other evidence of the same events. This is this person who is the spokesperson for the Revolutionary Communist Party USA that advocates publicly the violent overthrow of the United States of America and praises the mass murderer Mao Zedong in a video on C-SPAN. And this was one of the main witnesses of the New York Attorney General. Of course, this AG had to resign over abuse.
Eric Schneiderman.
Eric Schneiderman. After the hearing, he had to resign in humiliation because of his abuse of women. I mean,
so there's a sign.
She also
right
says
there.
The questionable yeah. candor of escort leader Pearl Brady. She says, of most concern are the inconsistencies between her descriptions of protester conduct and the conduct shown in the supporting videos and photographs. Escort leader Teresa White's inability to recall events with accuracy, her admittedly faulty memory and eyesight, and her sometimes exaggerated descriptions of protester misconduct.
Yeah.
Security, and here's security guard, she said, his inability to recall certain details with specificity and his admitted exaggeration of the impropriety of protester conduct. I mean, it goes on and on. And on. I mean,
this stuff reads like a bad novel.
I mean, client was just a kindergarten teacher peacefully sharing the gospel outside this abortion center. He wasn't pushing. He wasn't harassing. He wasn't intimidating. He wasn't, you know, forcing himself on anyone.
And here's what she also said, that she denied, because it was a preliminary injunction, but a four-week trial on it. So the case is not over yet because it was only on the preliminary injunction. But here's what she said. She sent a clear message to the Office of the Attorney General. That they ought not to attempt to move the case forward against our client and the other defendants because she says it's a fool's errand. She said, quote, in effect, the trial has already been held. Where the OAG has failed to establish a violation, the OAG is neither likely to succeed on the merits or that claim, nor able to establish a sufficiently serious question going to the merits of that claim. She essentially said, don't even think about moving this case forward because we had a four-week trial. You presented all your evidence, and your evidence stinks.
It all contradicts the testimonies.
Yeah. And this is the highest law enforcement officer of New York.
That's
and
tragic.
What an embarrassing, what a humiliating rebuke of the Office of the Attorney General in New York. I mean, that shows the level of activism, of wholesale assault on the First Amendment in our American way of life. Don't forget, it was Schneiderman himself who said, I'm paraphrasing, who said that in America, you don't have a right to your own viewpoint.
Yeah, this is what he said, flanked by the millionaire abortionist and Choices owner, Merrill Hoffman. Schneider, when he filed the case, smugly declared at a press conference in front of the abortion clinic, quote, we are not a nation where you can choose your point of view, close quote.
Hello.
Well, maybe.
Where was he?
Maybe he's thinking of Mao Zedong. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he can't be thinking of America, but unfortunately he was.
What about he
this
said,
guy thought he was the law.
And he said pro-life Christians who run their mouth with unlawful, un-American rhetoric.
Yeah.
Yo.
First Amendment, anybody?
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember that?
How dare them?
And thankfully, that we see a situation here where the judicial system is playing out as it was intended. He's being held accountable for his not just un-American rhetoric and actions here, because this is nothing short of harassment and despotism, the use of his authority and power as the highest ranking law enforcement official to attack individual American citizens exercising their constitutional rights.
Yeah. And it's shocking. You know, when I read about this was after the trial and we were waiting for the order to come in before this 103-page order came in, the news, the Me Too movement ultimately knocked on the doorstep of Eric Schneiderman and several women, prominent women, came forward and described what he had done, very consistent with each other in terms of his physical abuse and violence.
Terrific.
And one of them said that, to sum up him, he thinks he is the law. Now, it had nothing to do with this case, but that's how she viewed him. He thinks he is the law, and that's how he ultimately prosecuted this case, using his authority, his position, to abuse this situation and these people who are innocent. Well, you know what? The court ultimately slapped this case down, and this shameful attempt by the New York Attorney General to silence peaceful speech. Thank you for standing with us. This case has been enormously time-consuming. Our attorneys had to spend 4 weeks, and that's just in the trial. That's
very
not counting the preparation
yeah.
and the depositions and all of the writing
and they
research.
Don't live in New York, yeah.
No, 4 weeks in New York just for the trial. That would be a $1 million case if you were to ultimately pay the attorney's fees. So thank you for standing with us in your prayers. This is a great victory, and we need your financial support as well. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Invest in our future by investing in Liberty Counsel. You can also make a pledge to make monthly contributions to Liberty Counsel at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.